Dictation for James Pinnock, P as in Paul, E-N-N-O-C-K, December 2047. Address as a letter to Dr. Sean S-H-A-W-N Moon, M-O-O-N, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Moon, a follow-up for Mr. Pinnock with progressive renal failure. Last visit, July 2023. Comes accompanied with wife. He's back from Florida. He spent the winter there. Worsening dyspnea, edema, abdominal girth. Has been on Lasix 60 milligrams. Increased to 80 for a period of a week. Down again to 60. Supposed to do salt fluid restriction. Denies nausea, vomiting, denies diarrhea, bleeding. Follows cardiology Dr. Esam, E-S-A-M, has a defibrillator that has not shocked him. There is some degree of orthopnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, recent prevalence of gout on the left midfoot. Receive colchicine for 3 days, no side effects. Receive intramuscular steroids. Other review system right now is negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight the amiodarone, bisoprolol, on cholesterol treatment. Antiarrhythmics with mexiletine, M-E-X-I-L-E-T-I-N-E, Demadex potassium, Coumadin, Jardians. This is a relatively new medication. On physical exam, weight 222, at home has been between 216 and 220, bilateral JBD, RALS on the left base, distant otherwise. Heart device on the left upper chest, no pericardial wrap, distant heart tones, tympanic abdomen, cannot rule out some degree of ascites. Today, I don't see much of edema, maybe 1+, 2+ at the most. There is inflammatory changes midfoot on the left side. He has an increased S1-S2 from aortic as well as mitral valve repair or replacement. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Few days ago in June, creatinine 3.74, baseline being upper 2s, a sodium potassium acid base normal. If this is a steady state, GFR will be 16 stage 4, a normal calcium, elevated uric acid at 12, back in May, anemia 10.7 with a normal white blood cell, a low platelet count. TSH was quite high at 33. Thyroid increased from 6 to 7 days. Iron levels low normal, 3T4 normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute on chronic versus progressive kidney abnormalities. New medications, increased diuretics and Jardians. Does have underlying congestive heart failure. Previously preserved ejection fraction. does have aortic and mitral valve bioprosthesis. I do not have any recent echo. What I review is from 2022. He's going to do chemistry on a weekly basis. There are plans for, we discussed the meaning of advanced renal failure. We discussed that he needs to start preparing for dialysis. We discussed the different options from at-home peritoneal dialysis, at-home hemodialysis, in-center dialysis, the need for an AV fistula. We will monitor chemistries to change potential phosphorus binders. Most recent chemistries, no need to change diet for potassium or acid base. His high uric acid and gout in relation to advanced renal failure and recently high dose of diuretics. Clinically appears improving, already received steroids and colchicine. We will monitor PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. At this moment, no need for bicarbonate replacement. We do EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Our goal is 10 to 11. Further advice to follow on the next week. Might need to place on hold the Jardiance if kidney function keeps changing. All issues discussed at length, end of dictation.